Sarah Bas Shlomo Baruch Scheinfeld and Esther Neche Bas Menachem. So the pasuk in this week's parsha says, "V'hoya al meitzach Aaron v'nosa Aaron es avon hakadoshim," that the tzitz should be on Aaron's forehead. "Asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol manos kachayim." V'hoya al mitzcho tamid liratzen lehem lifnei Hashem, and the tzitz was on his forehead tamid, always. So the Gemara in Maseches Yuma discusses what tamid means. It's a big debate amongst the Tanaim, amongst the Amiraim. One shita is as follows. Says the Gemara in Maseches Yuma Zayin Amid Beis, tamid hahu tamid shelo yasiach daito mimenu. He can't have hesach adas from the tzitz. Kidirabba Barav Huna, like Rabba Barav Huna, the Omer Rabba Barav Huna, Rabba Barav Huna said, Chayiv Adam Limashmesh Bitfilov Bichol Sha'a Vishah. A person has to touch literally his tefillin, Bichol Sha'a Vishah, from time to time. Why? Kavachomer mitzitz, a kavachomer from the tzitz. Umatzitz she'en bo ela azkara achas amra Torah al mitzchotamid. The tzitz only had the Shem Hashem once, and the Torah says al mitzchotamid. What is al mitzchotamid? Shelo yasiach daita mimenu, that a person's mind can't be taken away. The Kohen Gadol can't have hesach hadas from the tzitz. Tefillin sheyesh bahen azkara as harbe. The tefillin has Shem Hashem many more times than the tzitz. Al achas kama v'kama, all the more so. Are we not to have hesech hadas when we are wearing the tefillin? So halacha that a person can't have hesech hadas when he wears tefillin, just like the tzitz. And because of that, the Gemara says that chayiv adam lemashmesh b'tefillin. A person has to constantly be touching his tefillin to make sure that he doesn't have hesech hadas. And this, in fact, is codified in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chof Ches, Chayiv Adam Limashmesh B'Tfilin B'Chol Shah. A person has to be constantly touching his tefillin. Shelo Yashiach Daito Mehem, so that he doesn't have Hesech Hadas. V'Yimashmesh B'Shel Yad Chila. First you touch the Shel Yad, the Mishabura explains, primarily because it's Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvah. If your hand is down here, and then you go up to touch the Shel Rosh, so then you're passing over the Shel Yad. So first you touch the Shel Yad, then Shel Rosh. If your hands are anyways up high, you're fixing the Shel Rosh. For whatever reason, your hands are up high, then first you touch the Shel Rosh, then you go back to touch the Shel Yad. But this is the halacha. You have to be mashmesh b'tefillin so that you will not lead to hesach hadas. It's interesting to point Shel Yad first, and then the Shel Rosh, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's interesting to point out that while there is a halacha that a person can't be masiach das from the Kohen Gadol can't have hesach das from the tzitz, and from that halacha is where we learn out the din that a person can't have hesach das from tefillin, there is no halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to be mimashmesh b'tzitz, which is interesting. The whole din of being mimashmesh b'tefillin is because you won't have hesach das. Hesach das is learned from the tzitz. So we have the halacha of hesach hadas when it comes to the tzitz, but nowhere does it say that the Kohen Gadol has to be constantly touching the tzitz. So the Achronim discusses, why is that? If there's a din of mashmesh by tefillin, it should be the same by tzitz. All the more so by tzitz, because tzitz is the source of the halacha. So some say because there's a concern that there's a separate din, as we'll learn in a few minutes, that the hands of the Kohen or anyone of the Kohen Gadol can't be higher than the tzitz, because it's as if they're higher than the Shem Hashem. So therefore, I have concern that the hands will go a little bit higher, so there's no halacha of being mimashmesh. But it's interesting.
Yeah, it's tefillin also.
Oh, so that's a separate question. We'll get to that in a minute, what the din is in terms of the tefillin of the Kohen Gadol. So that's the halacha of the of being memashmish. There's a lot of kashas in this. Another kasha that the Achronim asks is that we know that Tzif Kisvei Kodesh are mitami nas yadayim. So the Kohen can't be mitami as yodav when he's in the Beis Hamikdash. So l'chora, when he's touching the tefillin, the charet, should be mitameis yadav. There's no din of tumas yadayim in the mikdash in terms of being pasal karbonos. That's what the Gemara says. There's no tumas yadayim in the mikdash in terms of being pasal in karbonos. But there still is an iser for the kohen to be mitameis yadav. So how is mashmesh b'tefillov if he's going to be mitameis yadayim? So it could be here. Rabbi Kveger discusses that kasha. The mikdash David, Rabbi David Rappaport discusses it. David Rappaport wrote the mikdash David, the classic work on Kachim. You learn Kachim, you have to learn it with Mikdash David. So he asked this Kasha as well. Okay, at the very least we have such a halacha. You have to be mashmesh b'tefillin. Is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan to be mashmesh b'tefillin in order that there's no hesach hadas? So the truth is, it seems to be a machloikis between the Rishonim, because Tosis over here in Maseches Yuma asked the following question. Again, let's remind ourselves, what was the lima? Just like tzitz, I have to, can't have hesach hadas from tzitz, and tzitz only has one askara, only has the Shem Hashem once, all the more so where tefillin has many askaras, many times Shem Hashem, so all the more so I can't have hesach hadas, and therefore I have to be mashamesh, I have to be mashmesh be tefillin. So says Tosis as follows, Temeli, this Gemara is a pella to me. Why? Temeli lifroch, it has a pircham, this kavel chaymer. Malit zit shekein Hashem hu bigaloi, toimer bitfilin, shehein mechupin or. Well, there's a big difference between tzitz and tefillin. Tefillin, you're right, has many times the Shem Hashem. But those Shemos Hashem, all of the Shemos Hashem, except for maybe one which has to do with the shin, which is on the bayis, all of those Shemos Hashem are mechupa, they're encased, they're uncovered. So when it comes to the tzitz, you could see the Shem Hashem, it's bigaloi. So you could see the Shem Hashem. Perhaps that's the reason why I can't have hesach hadas. So you can't make a kavah chomer from the tzitz to tefillin. By the tzitz, I can't have a hesach hadas because the name, the Shem Hashem, is bigaloi. So therefore, it's inappropriate to have a hesach hadas. When it comes to tefillin, so then there's a kisui. It's covered up by the batei tefillin. Since it's covered up, there's no din of hesach hadas. So Tosis says, I don't understand this kavah chomer. And Tosis actually concludes like this. Concludes Tosis. Venerally, because of this kasha, and he adds another kasha after, the ain't no kavachomer gomer. It's not a real kavachomer, de araisa. And it's actually not a din de araisa. Ella midrabanan, it's a din de rabanan, but they were so mechid on this kavachomer, the din de rabanan. Vahachi kamar, nehi nami de ika chumer tfei betzit, kid mefarish. Even though tzitz is more chomer because the Shem Hashem is begaloi, still it would seem appropriate that at least midrabanan we have a similar din by tefillin. But at the end of the day, the din of not having hesach hadas, the din of being mashmesh bitfilov is a din dirabanan according to Tosis. But however, the place can point out that according to the Rambam, it seems like it would be a din daraisa. The Rambam says that a chayiv adam lamashmesh, like the lashon of the mechaber, chayiv adam lamashmesh bitfilov b'choshah. And the Rambam explains mipnei shekedushasan are chomer. The kedusha of tefillin is more chomer than the kedusha of tzitz. It sounds like the Rambam is learning the Gemara. Kib Shuta, the Dukdusha of tefillin is more chomer than tzitz, and just like when it comes to tzitz, there's an isser of being hesach mesiach das, so too when it comes to tefillin, there's an isser of being mesiach das. But at the end of the day, so the Achronim want to know, how do we answer the question for the Rambam? Tosis has a good question. The Gemara said that there's a kavachomer from tzitz, but Tosis asked a very good question. How could you say a kavachomer from tzitz to tefillin? Tefillin, the Shem Hashem, is covered up. When it comes to The tzitz, the Shem Hashem is big gullet. So other Achronim point to another kasha. Before we get to back to that kasha, the Be'er Sheva and the Reim ask another kasha. When it comes to other dinim of the tzitz, there are other dinim in terms of showing respect to the tzitz and the Shem Hashem of tzitz. For instance, we mentioned one before, the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol can't do nesias kapayim in the Beis HaMikdash because his hands are going to be above the tzitz. You're not allowed to have hands above the tzitz. As the Achronim, the Be'er Sheva, as his Kasha, what do you mean the Kohen Gadol? All the Kohanim are wearing tefillin. So none of them should be able to do Nesias Kapayim, because just like when it comes to the tzitz, you can't have your hands ahead above the tefillin, above the tzitz, so too, you shouldn't be able to have your hands above the tefillin. Just like we made a Kavachomer with regards to Hesach Hadas, we should make a Kavachomer when it comes to having the hands on. But nowhere do we see that there's a din that a person can't put his hands above the tefillin. The Ravid actually concludes like that. The Ravid Taka says, it seems that a person shouldn't put his hands above the tefillin, because just like a tzitz, it's also to have your hands above it, so too, the tefillin is also to have hands. But again, halacha lemaaseh, we don't see anything like that. There's a din, the Gemara seems to indicate in Maseches Kedushin, that there's a din when a person would see the tzitz, you'd have to be oimed bifnei hatzitz, because of the Shem Hashem. There's no din when a person's wearing tefillin, that if you see a person wearing tefillin, he has to be oimed. Why don't you make a similar kavachomer? So it seems like the answer is as follows. A few of the achronim, but at the end of the day, the Rambam said it seems to be din daraisa when it comes to hesach hadas. We learn it out. So if we learn it out with regards to hesach hadas, why don't we learn it out with regards to the other halacha? So the achronim come and they explain as follows. A person can ask as follows. What is this din of not having hesach hadas when it comes to tefillin? Again, we often have a case of you're not allowed to do certain things with the Shem Hashem. So if it's something where we consider it a bizoyim, for instance, bringing something into a makom mitunuf, into a place which is dirty, something which is considered a bizoyim, so then it makes sense to distinguish between something which is begaloi versus something which is mechusa. We're having a bizoyim to the Shem Hashem, so if it's covered up, it's less of a bizoyim. If that were the case, that makes sense to make such a differentiation. And that, in fact, is how it seems Tosis is understanding. Tosis says there should be a differentiation between kisui and galoi. Why? Because he sees seems to understand that the whole din of Hesech Hadas would be a bizayon to the Shem Hashem. If it's a bizayon to the Shem Hashem, so then if it's covered up, it's less of a bizayon to the Shem Hashem. That's how Tosfos understands. But it sounds like the Rambam is understanding something totally different. There's no din that Hesech Hadas would be a bizayon to the Shem Hashem. It's just the fact that there are more Shemas Hashem indicates, there's nothing to do with the Shem Hashem. It just indicates that tefillin, as the Rambam says, are more kadosh than the tzitz. It's not that we are being mevazeh, so to speak, the Shem Hashem, but we're trying to figure out which item has more kedusha. Does the tzitz have more kedusha, or does tefillin have more kedusha? So at the end of the day, since there's more azkaros in tefillin, it has more kedusha. And therefore, since it has more kedusha, it warrants that a person is more careful with Hesech Hadas. So I'm arguing, basically, that depending on how we understand what Hesech Hadas is, that is how we understand, that is whether we will differentiate between whether there's a cover or no. If you understand that Hesech Hadas is, like many Rishonim, understand that Hesech Hadas means that you are being mevazed, kalos rosh, late sonnes. It doesn't simply mean you take your mind off it, but you have kalos rosh and late sonnes in your tefillin. So kalos rosh and late sonnes, that is actually a bizayon. And then they're understanding that the bizayon to the Shem Hashem is the cause for not being allowed to have Hesech Hadas. And therefore, since you're being mevazed, so you can't have a Hesech Hadas. But, says Tosis, that's not a good Kal V'chaimer, because it could be it's a bizayon to the tzitz, because the tzitz is begaloi, but the tefillin are encased in the batim, and therefore it's not a bizayon. Tosis says the whole din's midaraisa. But the Rambam understands Hesech Hadas is not a din of being mevaza the Shemas Hashem. Hesech Hadas is a din in Kedusha. When you're wearing something so holy on your head, like the tzitz, like the tefillin, so you have to show proper respect. That doesn't mean, like, Hesech Hadas doesn't mean you're going to have Kalos Rosh in it, you're going to have Schoik for Kalos Rosh, like the Rosh says. But the Rambam learns, according to many Achronim, that what does Hesech Hadas mean? Simply, you can't take your mind off it. You have to be constantly aware of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. The Netzivim goes as far as to say that a person is not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin if he's Mesiach Das. A person is wearing tefillin, and he takes his mind off the tefillin for a few minutes, so a person is simply not mekayim the mitzvah, according to the Netziv. A tremendous chiddush of the Netziv. But at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with being mevazeh, the Shem Hashem. It's just a way of showing respect for something with a davar shebe kedusha. Therefore, the Rambam says, I don't care, in the end of the day, whether the Shem Hashem is begaloi, the Shem Hashem is encased. At the end of the day, we're not talking about being mevazeh, the Shem Hashem. I only care whether it's covered up, if we're talking about a bizayon. So then you could say, since it's covered up, so it's not a bizayon. But here we're not talking about a bizayon. We're talking about how to show proper respect to something which has kedusha. And when I want to show proper respect to something which has kedusha, it doesn't matter whether it's covered up or whether it's not covered up. Therefore, the Gemara says, a kal v'chomer from tzitz. Just like a tzitz, I have to show proper respect. I can't be mesiach das. I can't take my mind off it. Alachas kam v'kama, when it comes to tefillin, which has more kedusha, because the more shemas Hashem, the more kedusha, therefore has more kedusha, for sure I can't take my mind off it, and therefore it's also for a person to be mesiach das from his tefillin, even for a moment, and therefore that is why we have the din that a person has to be chayv adam, lemashmesh b'tefillin, a person has to constantly be touching his tefillin, to be constantly aware that his tefillin are there, and just the awareness that your tefillin are there, according to the Netziv, is part of the key and mitzvah of tefillin that we accomplish every day. Hashem shot in the Gemara that they wore tefillin. Yeah.